Hi, this is Brian Hyatt with the Urban Kook Podcast at www.urbankook.com. You're listening to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements with Dave Jackson.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, welcome back. This is episode number 25. Thanks to Brian from urbankook.com. Now, Kook is K-O-O-K.com. This is the Morning Announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to learn more about the School of Podcasting, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, if you want to send me an email, send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to send me a voicemail, simply call toll-free 888-563-3228. On the show today, we're going to be talking about ID3 tags. What are they? Are they important? Do I need to really do them? And we're also going, somebody sent me a promo, and it's not your typical formatted promo, and I wanted to share it with you guys and explain why I thought it was pretty cool. So that's what's coming up on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I wanted to share we got some email and some voicemail and some audio feedback from Brian Monday. He says, "Hey Dave, I just recorded some feedback for you. I used GarageBand on my G5 iMac using Blue's Snowball." Now, Blue, think of this as like a Ford Mustang, okay? Blue is the company, and Snowball, no, it's not somebody's cat. Snowball is the model. So it's Blue's Snowball. It's a USB microphone. And so here is that audio feedback, and you can hear just how good this microphone sounds.
Hello, Dave. This is Brian Mundy of Southern California, and I'm one of your subscribers to the School of Podcasting. It's been a wonderful, wonderful training experience so far. I have a project coming up where I am the host of a podcast for a group called DEMA, and we're calling it the DEMAcast. DEMA stands for Digital Imaging Marketing Association. We're under the umbrella of PMA, which is Photo Marketing Association. And our responsibility at DEMA is to help educate our members on all things regarding digital imaging, put together seminars and training and things like that, that we actually have conferences and conventions where we have these sessions. Well, being president this year, I thought one of the suggestions would be that we could continue this education all year round using things like podcasting. They said, "Great idea. Can you help us do it? Matter of fact, can you do it?" So here I am, 11th hour, listening to all of your tutorials and going through your videos, emailing you, which I appreciate so much that you've responded so quickly, and trying to get it together. And I think I'm pretty close. I do have my launch date of the end of April, or maybe I should make it the 1st of April, and that way if things don't go so well, I could say it's an April Fool's joke. Oh, but they would expect that from someone like me. Again, I want to just tell you thank you so much. Keep up the great, great work. And hey, we will keep listening. Thanks, Dave.
All right, next up. Like I said, I got this promo, and from someone I got this from Erica, and we kind of bumped into each other on the internet, and I had talked about her in a previous show, and she said, "Hey, can I use that, you know, in something I'm working on?" I'm like, "Sure, go ahead." And she sent me back the finished promo, and when I first saw it was 90 seconds, I kind of went, "Yee." Because usually, if you think about it, a promo is, I don't know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds. I've actually seen them 2 minutes, but come on. Get to the point. But 90 seconds, I thought, well, this could be interesting. And the format she used, which is actually pretty cool, really lets her friends, I guess you could say, do the talking for her. So, you know what? I'm just going to shut up, and we're going to play the promo, And we'll talk about it on the other side and why I thought this was cool and how it affected me. So here is the promo from Erica.
With us today, we have Erica Huber, the executive director of Giving Real Opportunities to Women. GROW is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing access to affordable childcare for at-risk mothers and families on welfare and help those mothers pursue a trade, on-the-job training, or a higher degree of education.
It is founded and run by Erica, and she's the host of the podcast. Erica has really been energetic, and she talks a little about her experiences with her organization and her observations in the work that she does.
She's working on providing good information to mothers. Here's somebody who really knows this game, and that they're out to help both sides.
Sounds like things are shaking in Cary, Illinois.
She is using a podcast to help single and low-income mothers. She covers topics in the area of parenting and in childhood education.
Topics include autism, IEP negotiation, child advocacy, parenting, and raising a child with special needs. She certainly is passionate about the subject, and I think that she's giving solid advice.
It's good advice just because it's socially wise, and the whole thing is presented in a very open fashion.
I listened to Erica's show this morning, and it was good. I'm not a woman, and I'm not growing, but it was a good podcast.
And she is very involved in the community.
Thank you, Erica.
GROW is a great organization. Check them out.
I'm Erica Huber, and thanks for tuning in. More information is available online at www.womengrow.org.
Okay, now I like this promo for a couple reasons. Number one, we know what it is. It's a podcast for women, single mothers, and we know what they do. And we know, now you notice everything, everybody was talking about Erica. Erica does this and Erica does that. She runs this and she's full of information and she does this and Erica and GROW and women. But it always kept coming back to Erica. To about halfway through, you're like, who is this Erica chick? Where's Erica? I want to know Erica. And then there was more people, and this is that. And she's so involved, and she does great, and what great work, and she's bringing great information. And the whole time I'm like, where's Erica at? And then when you finally hear it, it's like, yay, it's Erica. And then she talks about the website again and plugs it. And the thing I love about this is the way it just stops. There's no fade out. It's just wham. And it leaves you like, oh, it jolts you. And, oh, we're done. And what's in your head? I got to go. Now that I know I've heard Erica, and I know she's this genius, you know, the way it's built it up, here's somebody who's just, you know, this wealth of knowledge and passion and commitment to helping people. I was just like, wow, that's a great promo. So I just wanted to play that because it's not your typical, hi, you know, it's not Erica pimping herself. She had somebody else pimp herself, for lack of a better phrase. So, Erica, very nice job. And, you know, go over and check her out. You just heard the promo. Go check her out. So, I just wanted to share that. That's one of the things I wanted to do. So, that's my little promo review for the day. All right, next, I want to talk about ID, the number 3, tags. Now, a lot of people I see really skimp when it comes to ID3 tags. Now, what is an ID3 tag? Well, I'm going to use the analogy of a tree. Okay? Tree has an outside appearance, okay, called bark, of course, right? Well, an MP3 file has an outside appearance as well. It's the name of the file. This one's probably SOP25_03-1306.mp3. That's the name of the file that you see from the outside. Now, inside an MP3 is a place to store more information, and they're called ID3 tags. Now, in the same way, if you cut down a tree, right, you can learn all this stuff from the rings inside a tree. An MP3 file, if you go inside the file, has all this information. Things like, you know, website information, names, title, artist, album, genre, track number, things like that. And you got to remember that your file is not always going to come from your website. Okay, there's peer-to-peer. People may be sharing it. Maybe somebody downloaded it from Podcast Alley directly. And, you know, if you, hopefully, you start off the show and you announce where to find the podcast, out of contact, blah, blah, blah. But nonetheless, if you think about it, when it comes to branding, there's a reason why companies pay a huge amount of money to stick their logo on a NASCAR, you know, hood of a car, right? Because it's branding. They constantly want to keep their logo in front of people's face. And that's really one of the things you want to do with an ID3 tag, especially the picture. I'm always amazed at how many people don't put a picture, because CC Chapman does Accident Hash. He does a cool thing. He changes his picture a lot. So he usually has some sort of little story to go with the picture and things like that. So it's always kind of fun to open up an Accident Hash episode and see what picture he has in there. So, but the other thing is to keep in mind is one of the things that radio has really, really, really completely forgotten about is the listener. They could care less about their listener. When I was listening to Howard Stern, and he was saying that when he left his final year on terrestrial radio, they were playing, are you ready for this? 22 minutes of commercials per hour. 22! Now, there's a sports station here near Cleveland that I listen to. Well, I put it this way, I used to listen to. They got a new program director, and it's almost the same thing. I listened to one day for, I think it was 15 minutes, and I actually, with a watch, I was so mad. I think the host actually talked for six, because they had all these, they actually had promos saying how, you know, great information, and they played it so much that it stopped them from giving information. Now, what have they done? They forgot about the listener. And it's all about the listener. Your show is all about the listener. And so, going back to ID3 tags, what do? They make it easier for the listener. Now, I used to have a Rio Carbon little portable player, and I should say that up front. You don't need an iPod. You don't need any kind of MP3 player, you know, portable-wise. You can actually, I listen to a lot of stuff on my computer using the Windows Media Player. And it's always kind of fun when it starts up and there's a picture and you can see here's the person's website or the name of the show and things of that nature. Some MP3 players will actually scroll the, I believe it's the title, so you can really make long titles. Now, keep in mind that the episode title, typically you want to keep that about 17 characters or less, because that's usually all a MP3 player will display. Now, so you could have like your, kind of like I do, SOP, which stands for School Podcasting, you know, 03, 16, 06, that's it. You know, that's going to fit, and so people can see that. Now, you're like, well, big deal. Well, the biggest thing I can say about ID3 tags is you got to stay consistent. And why? Well, you want to keep your artist, your album, and your composer names consistent. And by having the name or the title 17 characters or less, that's what's going to display in the, you know, in a window of many of the media players, such as an iPod. And if you keep it consistent, then you're again who the listener can easily scroll through. They line up in a nice, you know, uniform fashion, and they can see, okay, I've listened to this one, I haven't listened to this one, I know this is the newest one, things of that nature. And by keeping them consistent, for example, when I had a Rio Carbon, I could say, I want to hear everything by this artist. Well, if you've kept the artist field consistent, I could say, show me and play me everything from Dave Jackson, and boom, here it comes. And typically the artist is the podcaster, the album field is the title of the podcast. There's a track number. A lot of people put their show number in that. You know, the genre is typically podcast. That way people can say, I want to play all my podcasts. And it'll just go through and look for that genre and play all the podcasts. Now, is that pretty easy? Yeah. Now, do you have to do that? No. But why not make it easier on the listener? It's all about the listener. So, now, I'll put a link. I did some research. There's a lot of different people that think they have the correct 2.0 standard. And really, all I can say is keep your artist, album, composer, and genre consistent. The rest, everybody's kind of arguing over. There's a link to a tutorial on this on Podcast 411. I'll put a link to that. And I'm also going to put a link. Here's the random link of the day, and it's called Audio Shell. It's this free player. Free audio. Spit it out, Dave. It's a free ID3 tag editor. And so you can find that out at the show notes at schoolpodcasting.net. It's very cool because you can simply right-click on a file, go to properties, and there are all your tags, including you can actually add a picture. Now, when you're adding a picture, JPEG, meaning it ends in the letters JPG, is kind of the standard format for pictures. And the biggest you can go is 300 by 300 DPI. So, and typically, keep in mind, the actual resolution of that should be 72 DPI. You don't really need to have this high-resolution picture because, keep in mind, a computer screen can only display 72 dots per inch. So if it was a 300 dots per inch picture, all you're doing is adding to the size of the picture, which is then adding to the size of your MP3 file, which is then chewing up your bandwidth. So, you know what? That's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I thank you very much for taking the time to download and listen to this, or if you're streaming it on the internet, I appreciate that. Feel free to contact me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in at 888-563-3228, or you can just leave a comment out at schoolpodcasting.net. That's the site that has all the show notes and everything about the podcast. Now, if you'd like to learn more about podcasting, or if you're thinking about getting into it, simply go out to schoolpodcasting.com. We've actually got a little newsletter at the bottom. You can sign up for that, and I'll give you some podcasting tips, and you can actually see some examples of the tutorials that we have out at the site. We've got hours of tutorials and hundreds of resources, like Audio Shell, which is a free tag editor. And for the students, I have made a tutorial on how, if you have done this and everything is really inconsistent now, I've got some tools that'll show you how to get all your ID3 tags synchronized and uniform, and you can get them back up on your website and make it easy for the listeners. So thank you for listening, and until next week, class dismissed.